I Loved You in Another Life by David Arnold. Read for you by Carlotta Brenton, Michael Crouch, and Sigrid Seiner. Publisher's note: this audiobook contains a bonus PDF with a link to original songs written and recorded by the author. To Wingate, whose heart reflects my glow. To Stephanie, whose love is my Lofoten snow. And to Steven Spielberg, whose answer to me was no. This book contains references to panic attacks and alcoholism. Please read with care. Part 1. Requiem. Evan, a bird in a tree at night. My little brother prefers corners. He likes sitting quietly in them. And I just wish people understood that sitting quietly in a corner is not universal code for I am sad, I am lonely, please save me. All it means for sure is that the quiet kid in the corner would like to sit quietly in the corner. And can we not ascribe our own sets of values to quiet kids in corners the world over? It's not like it costs us anything. It's not like we were using that corner to begin with. And look, I'm sure there are some quiet kids in some corners who are sad and lonely and need saving. All I'm saying is, let's not assume they all are. Silence and sadness are not the same things. And I wish more people understood that is all. Okay, says Allie. And she holds back my hair so I don't get vomit in it. And even though I can't see her, I know she has that look in her eyes, the soft one, the one she saves for when she wants me to know I am seen. And so I ramble about quiet kids, and she knows I'm talking about my brother Will. She knows this because she sees me. You won't love me after this, I say. There's no way you love me after this. I mean, it's mostly you who loves me anyway. I laugh between heaves and feel the sudden urge to plant character flags. This doesn't mean anything, you know. I know, says Allie. I'm a responsible adult, basically. She says, just breathe, Evan. And I wonder if she was in the basement back at the party when Heather said that thing about all the important stuff in life being easy. Like how our bodies breathe on their own, even when we sleep. And how our hearts keep beating no matter what. And that's when I had to leave the party. Were you there, Allie? Do you know why I had to leave the party? I left because the heart is a muscle. I left because of what happens to muscles that don't get used over long periods of time. And even though that basement was packed with people, all I could hear were mottled voices. All I could feel were cruel hands. All I could see were hungry eyes. Do you understand, Allie? I left the party because of atrophy. And if I think too hard about it now, I'm afraid I'll stop breathing. If I think too hard about it, I'm afraid my own heart will stop beating. And then whose heart will glow to Will? Mine, Allie says. And anyway, that's not why you left the party. It's not? No. You left for the same reason you drank 3.5 vodka tonics, which, for a constitution as delicate as yours, is roughly the equivalent of injecting a shrew with enough sedative to fell a baby moose. Allie gathers a loose strand of my hair, gently tucks it into her fist behind my head. You got shit-faced and ran because of what Heather said about Will. I wipe my mouth with the back of my hand and stand up straight. We're in the park down the road from Heather Abernathy's house, which is as far as I could get before my stomach attempted to annex my internal organs. Heather Abernathy is a sack of shit, says Allie. And her name should be illegal. It's impossible to fucking say. Oh, Allie Pilgrim. She of the soft eyes and quick wit, whose heart is pure, whose amity is fierce, and whose hammer never missed a nailhead. No one understands us, what we have. It's not in books or movies. I've never once heard a song and thought, oh, that's Allie and me. When two people spend most of their time together, misinterpretation is inevitable, though not surprising, given the...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?